Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lee Brekeen, the host of the Sports Scouting Report. Today, we have a podcast with a coach who's got a great background and played at Marshall College with Chad Pennington, who was a great quarterback, obviously Randy Moss, but B.J. Cohen, the head football coach from Bonneville High School in Kenner, Louisiana. Thanks for joining.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
you guys for having me. Thank you guys for having me.
Tell everybody how you ended up in New Orleans. I know it might involve the Saints, huh? But tell everybody how you ended up and why New Orleans in the Kenner, Louisiana area with Bonneville. But, I mean, we're glad to have you as the coach now.
Yeah, well, see, a lot of people don't know. My mom was born and raised here in New Orleans and moved to Gonzales, Donaldsonville area.
Okay.
And so a lot of my childhood coming back and forth for family events and whatnot, and I just always loved the city. And so when the opportunity came in 2004 to sign with the Voodoo, I jumped at that because I still have a lot of family members out here.
Okay.
And experience, I'm getting to know the people, you know, on another level as an adult. I fell in love with it again. And then in 2013, I got a chance to coach with the Voodoo with Pat O'Hara. And and so I just decided to make New Orleans my home. And so I've been here working in the Kenner area ever since. And I just love it here. I love the people. I love the tradition, the culture. And that's why I'm here.
What do you think of Marshall, Coach, in your days at Marshall? Were you from West Virginia or are you from another state?
Oh, I'm from Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. What was it like being a teammate of Pennington and Randy Moss and those guys? Y'all had a great team. You were a heck of a D lineman back in the day.
I did my part. Such a family atmosphere. We had a real true brotherhood playing with those guys. You know, when guys come in, you really don't know what they're going to be. You just kind of try to find your niche and fit in.
Yeah.
And that's what we all were doing. We had no idea when, you know, I met Chad, he was 17, 18 years old. I didn't know he was going to be great.
Right.
The hardworking guy, stand-up guy, and a guy that would give you the shirt off his back. And, you know, we just became great friends and great teammates. And then we both developed into great players for the program.
I like how Coach was walking through campus, man. We're getting a campus. campus is on film, man. Coach is walking from his car all over. I like it, man. You're doing what you're doing. You got to get to class and all this and that. So, but Coach, we're going to take a break. When we come back, while Coach is still trying to get to his classroom, we're going to come back with more. B.J. Cohen, the head football coach at Bonneville High School in Kenner, Louisiana. If you don't know where that's at, it's right there by New Orleans. We'll be right back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Lee Brekeen, host of the Sports Scouting Report here out of Baton Rouge. And our show goes statewide, and I'm really glad to have Bonneville's head coach on, new head coach B.J. Cohen, who played at Marshall College with Chad Pennington, Randy Moss, many great players, the green and white, man. I mean, great program. I watched a few of your games. I'll tell you that. I really was a big Marshall fan because y'all had Byron Leffridge, you know, Chad Pennington. I mean, y'all had a run on quarterbacks. It was like quarterback you, huh, BJ, at one time? Coach, I want to ask you about the history of Bonneville. You know, there's been some great football players come out of the school, basketball, baseball. MMA, I mean, you name it, there's been some, the history of the school. In the NFL, you know, Arthur Mallett, who's in the NFL now, a DB, really good football player. James Jordan, we covered over the years. Al Edwards went to Northwestern State. Steve Rehodge back in the 80s went to LSU as a great safety. And then I didn't know this, but Jace pulled this up, but MMA fighter Melvin Gillard, man. Did you know that? Y'all had an MMA professional guy from Bonneville.
I did not know that. I know it's been a lot of talent come through Kenner. I'm kind of, like I said, new to the scene. Ironically, James Jordan was a teammate of mine in 2005 with the Voodoo. So I got to know him and his family very well. He's in Baton Rouge. I think he's a sheriff now. Okay. And I look forward to having him, Mollett, and meet this guy, Gilliard, and have these guys come back and speak to the football team and being a part of the program moving forward.
Yeah, and help you know, being great alums. But also, I didn't know if you knew this, and I didn't know till today, but Tamika Johnson, former LSU basketball player, who's WNBA, I mean, great player. I didn't know Tamika Johnson went to Volley.
Yes, sir, and I've had a chance to meet Tamika, and actually I coached the girls basketball here the last three seasons, and this year we were able to have Tamika back. She's coaching at Curtis, the girls basketball team, and I was able to we wanted to have her back for a special night to retire her jersey, and we were able to do that, and we put her up in the rafters. You know, she deserves to be there. She's a great asset to our community, to our program, and to Bonneville, and you know, being alumni, and she's always answered the call, and whatever I ever need from her, she's answered that bell. So she's a gem for sure.
Played in the WNBA from 2005 to 15. Pretty good career. Joey Gathright was in the MLB with Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Chicago, Boston. And Shane Foster was a heck of a basketball player at Vanderbilt for the men's.
Another guy. Actually, the same night that we retired Tamika's jersey, we had Shane in the building and the boys.
Wow.
It was a great night for Kenna, even better night for Bonneville High School and the alumni. And we want to just recognize those two great players for their contribution.
Coach, I like where you're at, man. You got that big tree in the background with all the leaves, man. So, it's feeling good finally in Louisiana. It's not too hot yet, right?
I'm loving this breeze. Better enjoy it because it's about to get hot soon.
Coach, we're going to take a break when we come back. I want to talk about the guys that you know them because you've been coaching girls basketball and you've been at the program 3 years. But, you know, y'all had a great senior class in football. Josh Martin, you know, Miguel Kuthe, the center. I mean, Robert Bechera, the linebacker. Ronald, I can't pronounce his last name. I think it's Yurnaz, the DB. Great, great senior group. I want to talk about them when we come back. And then in the next segment, I want to talk about your team coming up. Have a chance to promote. I like that Marshall shirt, by the way.
Hey, man, I understood the assignment. I was ready to go.
You're repping Marshall. I love it. We'll be right back.
All right.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors.
Welcome back. Lee Brekeen with the Sports Scouting Report. We got a great new football coach, Bonneville High School, B.J. Cohen, who's in the gym now at Bonneville. And I want to show this off because the LSU fans won't like it very much, but they retired his jersey at Vandy. They beat LSU at that game this year. But you, Coach, you're going to be standing where they retired the jersey. I think that's pretty neat in the Bonneville gym.
Yes, sir.
That coach is on his way, man. I see Bonneville in the background and all the kids, probably PE class. Volleyball net. Look, classic volleyball PE net, right? There we go. Look at Shane Foster's. Who's that? Those are there's Foster, 32, and Tamika, 20. How about that, man? That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Look, not many basketball programs have two people like that played.
Absolutely, and it's about the same time as well. So I know the gym was rocking back in those days, and we just want to, again, honor them for their commitment and contribution to Kenner and Bonneville life.
Coach, I know you walking and trying to multitask and do our show. I appreciate that, too. But Josh Martin, tell everybody how good Josh Martin is in football. I thought he was one of the best D linemen in the state. He's a senior right now in high school, 6'4", all the 6'4", 270, can run as good as anybody I saw this past year. But what do you think about Josh Martin? I know he's a great kid, and he's a steal, right, Coach, for college?
Oh, definitely. You know, Nichols getting a great kid, come from a great family, very supportive. His dad's still here. He still works out with our program every day, even though he's moved on. You know, he went to a lot, which is so strange. You know, I'm just getting to the program, but every camp that the kid attended, he was a skill set is off the chart. He's 6'4", probably 260, run like a 4'6", 4'5". Just a great talent and an athlete as well. So somebody that I wish I would have had the opportunity to coach, but he's going to do great things and make a name for himself.
Coach, you were a D lineman at Marshall and you started and you were pretty good. I mean, you were all conference and I think preseason All-American on some teams. What do you think of Josh, where he's at and where you were when you were in high school? I mean, this kid's talented, huh? I mean, compared to where you were, I mean, you were a great player, like I said, in D1 ball as a D lineman.
Yeah, Josh is light years, talent-wise, light years above me. You know, when I came, I was just kind of an athlete. I played tight end, quarterback, and linebacker and safety in high school. So when I got to Marshall, I really didn't know where I would end up. D-line just kind of fell in my lap, if so to speak. You know, I was good at blitzing, and I kept going to the training table, eating those steaks and potatoes, and all of a sudden my hand was in the ground. So, but Josh, you know, he understood the assignment from the beginning. You know, he's always been a lineman. He's got remarkable speed and talent, quickness, his football IQ is through the roof. So,
yeah, I like him. I think he's going.
Yep.
We kind of lost you there for a second. We got you back, but you've got some other seniors there. It was a big senior group. I know you're taking over for 2022 season as the head coach. Coach, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about you guys coming back. And I know you got a lot of young guys, but you got a lot of talented guys that got experience coming back. We're going to be right back with more of BJ Cohen, the head football coach of Bonneville High School in Kenner, Louisiana. We'll be right back.
Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company.
Coach, we're back with Louisiana Sports Scouting Report, Lee Brekeen. Our guest is BJ Cohen, who I was looking at the other day and I was calling him school. I was like, who's the new coach? I said, BJ Cohen. I'm like, how do I know that guy? Marshall College.
Yes, sir.
Coach, tell everybody what you played at as a D-line. You were a quarterback in high school?
Yeah, I was a quarterback. I was a tight end. You know, in high school, you just kind of do it all. So,
right.
From the era where, you know, I went out for the coin toss and I didn't come off the field except for halftime and the end of the game. So, wherever the coach, you know, where we needed. And I played, you know, a lot of different positions. So, when I got to school, you know, my football IQ was kind of up there. And when they threw me in, I was a fish out of water. I'm going to be honest with you, because the terminology and the scheme is totally different. But I kind of, after my red shirt year, I kind of locked in. And like I said, I kept on the training table, the weight room. And come that spring, I end up with my hand in the ground. So things just kind of worked out for me. It just kind of fell in place. And that's just a testament to the coaching staff and the guys we had, the young men we had. They just wanted to win and work hard and do what they were told. And we got a lot of great rewards because of that.
Coach, I know Cam Newton's out of Atlanta, Westlake. What high school did you go to in Atlanta?
I went to Cedar Grove High School. Cam, Westlake is probably about a 10-12 mile ride for us. That's like south of Atlanta, and I was east of Atlanta. So, but that's a great program. My program, which I'm going to stand on with pride, we've been on ESPN. We've won some great games against teams out of state, Florida, California. We won 3 out of the last 5 championships. So they got the ball rolling over there.
And y'all put out some big linemen. A lot of big linemen have come out of your school over the last few years.
Yeah, we sent guys to the SEC. We sent several guys to Georgia, Auburn, Florida. It's kind of rolling on autopilot at this point. We're getting a lot of great talent, and guys are responding well and also becoming great college players. So,
And then you look at LSU. They had Perry Riley and Kelvin Shepherd that went to Stone Mountain Stevenson. Then Marietta Wheeler and all those schools, man, y'all got some programs in Atlanta.
Georgia's really booming with talent. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's consistently one of the top 3 or 4 states in the country that, as far as 4 or 5-star athletes. So it's very competitive over there as well. And, I'm proud to be a Georgia boy. I tell you that.
Yeah, you had Wesley Heath was an all-conference linebacker at Tulane. That was from Atlanta. I think he was from Wheeler. Wesley Heath, you probably knew Wesley.
Wheeler, a lot of good programs over there. Those guys do well.
Coach, your current team, you got a lot of guys you got to replace, but you got some great guys coming back. Nesta Perez, your Swiss Army knife, is going to be back. Kyron Brown, Jacoby Reed, Henry Pretty, quarterback, Justin Walker, Jaden Jones. Talk about these guys, Coach. You lose a big senior group, but you do have some guys coming back that played.
You know, I've been very pleased with the way these guys have responded to the change in coaches. The guys are coming every day. They're working out very hard. I've been able to reach out to some of my contacts with the Saints. Actually, this Saturday, we're going to a combine inside the Saints facility. You know, these are things that we want to continue to reward these guys with for their efforts and their commitment to the program. Henry Petey, he's got a gun. He just needs to know what to do with it. He's, you know, his time is a little bit off, but that's what spring is for. So I'm excited about him. Jacoby Reed is probably the best lineman on the East Bank, and he's definitely the leader of our locker room. Anything I need to get done, I go to Jacoby, and it gets done. That's just the same way, small in stature, but anything you ask him to do, he can kind of play like being in high school. He could probably play six or seven positions, you know, but and he's also our kicker. So
wow. And he's 285.
He's a guy I look forward to coaching, and the energy's been great. The guys been very responsive, and they're looking forward to a great spring, and so am I. I'm just ready to get started.
Man, you got some good linemen too. I know you're a lineman. Justin Walker's 260, 6'3". You've got James Young, who you're high on, almost 6'5", 250. I mean, you got some big guys coming back. And then you got Juan Carlos, who's 280. I mean, what is it like to be a lineman and have those guys coming up for you in the trenches?
It's like Plato.
I was saying, more importantly, I'm excited about, you know, there's been some guys that Walker and James, those guys have been in the program, but we got a great group of ninth graders. You know, Brett Bonifant didn't need the cover entirely bare for those gentlemen, but this freshman group is going to be something special. Juan Carlos is going to be a big key to our program. He's a kid already about 6 foot, about 275, very, very agile kid. Yes, sir, no, sir type kid, and a great student as well. So I'm excited, as well as Brandon Lewis. He had 5 picks last year as a freshman. Didn't really know what he was doing, but he's a ball hawk. So I look forward to teaching him and growing with him and expanding our program.
Coach, a lot of people in Louisiana would love for your opinion on this, since you're from Atlanta, talent-rich Atlanta. How would you compare New Orleans to Atlanta with talent?
I don't want to look at it as far as state, because Atlanta had, I mean, Georgia has so many great programs, like, you know, Valdosta and teams that are like South Georgia. North Georgia has a lot of good programs. So statewide, I think Georgia is more talented, but the city of New Orleans has great athletes. You know, there's a lot of speed here, a lot of talent here, a lot of tradition here. And I'm just getting my feet wet, man, but I'm enjoying the ride so far.
We had an email. I told some people you were going to come on, but John from Shreveport wanted to know, what did Coach Cohen play at height and weight at Marshall? How big were you as a D lineman? You were a quarterback before, but what did you end up getting up to?
My playing weight, size, I was about 6'3", 250.
Okay. And you were agile. So I remember you were agile.
Yeah. So I was a guy that could, I was great at rushing the passer, but I could also drop in coverage, spot a quarterback, and we had a running quarterback, things of that nature. So I was kind of like the Swiss Army knife in that box, if you will.
All right. Well, here's the big question before we go. We had a call from Joe from Metairie. He said, since you're from Atlanta, there's the Falcons. You know, the rival between the Saints and the Falcons is pretty heated. Now that you're in New Orleans, and I got to ask you this. They call them the Dirty Birds. You know that in Atlanta. Yeah. What do you think of being in New Orleans now, playing for the Saints? You got ties with both your city, Atlanta. What do you think when they play, what kind of game is that like for you since you're from Atlanta?
I'm going to tell you what. I knew that question was coming. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so torn because – born and raised, I'm a Dirty Bird through and through. I don't care if we go 1-16. Yeah. But I got to tell you, it's something special. I have to admit, there is something special about a
a Sunday or Monday night or Thursday night game in this city, when these fans come out for the Saints, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. And I swear to God, it is electric. I have to admit that.
Well, you just had a lot of fans fall in love with you in New Orleans, especially in Houma. You know, a lot of fans in Houma, New Orleans, Battery Kenner, West Bank. You just, they just adopted you, Coach. Now, they just say you like your Dirty Birds, though. So
I love my Dirty Birds, but I don't wear a Saints jersey, but I do go down to the city just to feel their energy and to see all those football fans supporting their city, not only their city, but their team and that organization. It is amazing.
I love it. I got to ask you this. Who is your all-time favorite Falcon player?
Deion Sanders.
Wow. And, you know, most people say Dallas Cowboys. They forgot he was in Atlanta for a while.
He was drafted by Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
When I tell you a quick story. When I was 16, 17 years old, Deion Sanders played center field for the Braves. And he played for the Falcons. I worked at Fulton County Stadium in center field.
Wow.
He would come out and wave and throw baseballs, and he was just a great guy, and I became a fan of his even more.
Gros Savant Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savant Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage.
Welcome back. I'm Lee Burkeen with the Sports Scouting Report. Sorry, we had some technical problems with Coach B.J. Cohen. I mean, we just lost him. I mean, with technology, you lose coaches sometimes. There's dead areas. We do that in our houses, right? We all have a dead spot. At least I do. I got two dead spots in my own house where I lose connections. But we want to thank Coach B.J. Cohen for joining us today from Bonneville High School in Kenner, Louisiana, if you're not familiar where that's at. But BJ is going to be a great coach, new coach, but he coached girls basketball at Bonneville for 3 years and did a great job. And if you heard the conversation, Tamika Johnson played there. A lot of old LSU fans remember Steve Rehodge and currently, Arthur Mallett, who's in the NFL right now as a DB, who wasn't highly recruited, went to Memphis University, and was all conference 3 years. He's been in NFL for a few years now, but I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen.